KXRK, Provo, Ogden, Salt Lake City. Local, independent, and alternative rock for 21 years. And mornings with Carrie, Bill, and Gina. X96.
It's me, Richie T here. I'm with Aaron from AWOL Nation. And we're in this really awesome kind of,
really like good lighting.
Like a conference room,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Normally, I bring a video camera so people can see like, oh, hey, what's going on? Right. But I understand. Been on the road. Not particularly camera friendly today, but you are having a good hair day.
So I'm not camera friendly any day.
No, not ever.
No, I don't. Who likes the camera? I found that most people who enjoy having their photos taken or being filmed are normally the kind of folks I don't relate to as much, I suppose.
Okay.
Having said that, we have a friend named Mark on tour with us right now who loves getting his photo taken. He's one of my good buddies, but he loves it.
So
a little too much. Yeah.
So with some people, don't you think you could just pull off where it's like, hey, Mark, be Aaron right now and let him do it?
I would love that.
Yeah?
That'd be great.
Try it out. So find Mark if you can see him.
Yeah.
You can find him. Get your picture taken. Get a video with him.
We have a similar look right now.
Yeah.
Too. We just had dinner. And I'm sorry I'm late.
No, you're fine. What'd you have for dinner?
It's called Naked Sushi.
Okay. Talk
and
to me. What is it?
It's the best sushi I've ever had in my whole entire life. The chef's name is Sunny. And I came here last time we were in Salt Lake. We played like that festival that was in the middle of the mall.
Basically. Yeah, it was the Big Ass Show.
The Big Ass Show.
Yeah. X96's Big Ass Show.
Oh.
No, I'm just giving him a hard time because competing radio stations in the same room here.
Yeah.
That huge thing.
Would it make
me
feel weird? You know what I'm saying?
No, no, that doesn't.
No,
that
shouldn't
make you feel weird.
No, it doesn't.
He knew you were here with us.
Point being, it was the best sushi experience of my life. We travel a lot, obviously, so I try to find the best places to eat. It makes you feel sane. And I stopped eating meat recently, so I only eat fish. It's a source of protein for me. So I've had way too much sushi on this tour. I'm going to turn into a thermometer, I think, soon. And so it's getting crazy. But the whole tour, I've been looking forward to eating at this restaurant with this chef in particular. And that's the truth of why I was so late. And it's not even a very good excuse, but man, it was a wonderful experience. So I recommend everybody go see Sonny at Naked Sushi.
So how did you meet him when you were here before?
Recommendation from a friend of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And just happened to go in there. And I always like to sit at the bar, at the sushi bar, and get to know the head chef and ask them what's fresh and be educated on what I'm eating, you know?
Sure.
So, this is a Food Network.
Yeah.
Interview.
So is it a call ahead from you, Aaron, or do you have someone else take care of it where you're like,
we just skated there and showed up. And
oh, really?
Out.
So
yeah,
it wasn't like a, hey, we're coming.
And that's why I was like, because I skated there and we were an hour behind in Reno, so mm-hmm. I got backwards. I'm sorry.
How long you been on the road for?
7 years, I feel like.
Yeah?
No, it's been 7 weeks. This tour has been 7 weeks. And prior to this, we only had something like 5 or 6 days off. And before that was 6 weeks in Europe in the dead of winter. So it's just, it's been a long thing. But I do see light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm so excited about the new songs I'm working on. And to play great shows like this is wonderful as well. Instead of being in a dirty, smelly nightclub, it's mm-hmm. great to be outside in the beautiful, fresh air of Utah. And it's glorious.
What? When do you get done with all this whole thing?
Tour in
general. When's the light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, I mean, we get home on Sunday.
Home is LA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Surrounding areas.
Is that really where you're from, or are you just headquartered or based out of LA?
I grew up in the suburbs of Hollywood.
Okay.
In a town, the Caneo Valley, Westlake Village, Thousand Oaks area, mm-hmm. Agora area, I guess, at some point. And so that's where home is. But we'll be home for 5 days, and out for 5 days, back home for 5 days, that kind of thing for about a couple months, and mm-hmm. then I'll have some time to breathe and finish up the second record.
Yeah, what do you do besides recording? Obviously,
surf.
That's what every band always says. That when we're not on the road, we're in the studio. Do you surf?
I surf every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Morning
twice,
or are you late tide?
Both. Either way, whenever it's good, So I'll wake up, anywhere from 5:30 to 7 in the morning, And even if it's not good, I still like to go look and see for my own eyes, and kind of have that time to myself. And usually a lot of good song ideas, for me at least, come to my mind when I drive to the beach or just sit there in the morning with my coffee and look at the ocean and kind of study the weather, mm-hmm. And that's a huge part of spirituality for me. You know, everybody has their different thing. You know, for me, it's always been the ocean, you know, and it's been a huge influence on the way I write and the way I feel. And so I feel insane right now because it's been 7 weeks since I surfed, you know. Although we were in Florida and I got to surf Cocoa Beach. That was kind of cool.
It's different though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really different, but it was actually good. It was okay. It was offshore and it was, you know, shoulder high. We surfed it on a higher tide, so it was a little bit mushy, or a little flat, I should say. But that was great. Anytime you get a chance to surf on tour, it's incredible. You don't feel like you're on tour anymore. You know?
Yeah, what a great break.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever seen the video of the Corona Arch here in Utah? That your guys' song, AWOL Nation Sail, is set to this hugely popular YouTube video. Have you seen this at all?
Corona Arch?
Yeah, Corona Arch. It's down in Moab. So. I'll have to show it to you here in a second on my phone. It's essentially, you know, you've seen like the arches of Utah before, right? The big rock formations. Well, what people are doing, and I can't believe you haven't seen this because it's probably 6, 7, 8 million hits with your guys' song.
There you go.
What they do is they tie a rope to the center of the arch, and then people run and jump off and swing through the hole of the arch.
So like a strange bungee jump.
Like a really messed up bungee jump.
Right.
Anyway, so I'll have to show you
that. Check it out, yeah.
So let's talk just briefly about the music. Tell me your favorite song. And you can't say I like them all different for different reasons.
My favorite song?
Yeah,
or mine? My own?
Yeah.
I mean, I would have to say right now, right this minute, my favorite song is the newest song I just finished in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song called, I don't even know what the name of it is yet, actually. I have these strange names for songs because, you know, I don't oftentimes know what you know, the chorus lyrics are going to be or maybe even the lyrics at all to the song and or what it's about. But I title the songs on you know, these Pro Tools sessions, you know, off the top of my head how I'm feeling at that moment. So this one's called Nolo Gumbo. That's what it's called. Nolo Gumbo, I believe.
All right.
So I was in New Orleans.
Oh, cool.
No, I'm sorry. It's called Nolo Nottingham because we were in New Orleans when I first wrote it, and then we were in the middle of England when I opened it up again, so it ended up being called that. But so that's the song I like the most, and it's the strangest song I've ever written. I love it. I don't think anyone's going to like it, and I'm really excited about it.
Do you think it's strange, or is it strange just because it's so different from normal AWOL Nation? Like, I'll listen to it and go, is that AWOL Nation?
I don't know. It's strange because it's just a strange song to me, you know. It's making me feel really, really excited. Really excited and happy to wake up in the morning because I have this new song. And that's how, you know, good songs should be. It's like a, you know, it's a new creation. It's a new friend that you have or whatever. And, you know, a song's not done until I say so, really, you know, and that could take months, in some cases years, and sometimes, you know, a couple of days. It depends. And so right now I have this handful of songs I've been working on this tour that I love so much, and I'm so excited to get into the real studio and really bring them to life because, you know, you can only do so much in the back of a bus, you know. You know, you don't want to travel around with a too expensive of a mic and have it break. You know, you basically use these kinds of mics that we're talking to right now, which aren't the best mics to record with.
Sure.
Record singing, that is. You know, it's great for interviews. But, and yeah, you know, it costs money to get a good mic, you know.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But if you could make, you know, if you could make a demo sound good enough with basic, you know, low-end gear, then you got yourself a good song, I think. So it's a good test.
And you're calling it Nolo Nottingham. I'm betting
that's a song. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm betting that you'll probably have to change.
I may not though.
I'll take it. I would love it.
Nolo,
you know,
Nottingham.
What?
It's like, what is that? You know.
I would love to introduce that song on the radio coming up.
AWOL
Nation's Nolo Nottingham.
Well, we do have a new song called "This Kid's Not Alright" that was released for this Injustice Gods Among Us video game soundtrack, and that came out this last Tuesday. And it really had an extremely good reaction. Some radio stations started playing it, and it's really exciting for me because, you know, folks out there have something new to listen to besides Megalithic Symphony. And at the same time, people are discovering our first record as if it's new. So it's a strange place to be in because, you know, we've been out on the road forever now, and you know, that feels good. But it's incredible that people are still discovering it as a brand new thing. You know,
yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking some time. I know you got a lot to do, and look forward to the show tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.